Hi, this is Javi. How can I help you?
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was calling. I don't know where you're located at, but I'm up here in Cameron, Missouri. And I'm paralyzed, like 75% paralyzed, and it's hard for me to do a lot of stuff around my place.
You need a caregiver?
Yes. Yes,
Do you
somebody,
have anyone
I
in
mean,
mind that you work with?
just somebody that can come in and help me, with my laundry and my dishes and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
understand. Do you have a family member that you want them to be the caregiver, or you want someone from our agency?
I do have a family member that's been doing it for me. Is there any way they can get paid for doing this?
Yeah. Do you have Medicaid?
No, I don't have Medicaid. I'm just on Medicare.
So we work with Medicaid, and let me, can you maybe sign up for Medicaid? Like, are you eligible for Medicaid?
I was on it. I was on it like 3 years ago, and they cut me off during right after
You
the
make too much
COVID.
money?
No, I don't make too much money.
Okay, so
I
maybe we
don't
can
make enough money.
reactivate it. What is your first and last name?
It's Larry Brashears or Lawrence. Lawrence Brashears.
How do I spell that? Larry?
Yeah, Larry.
Okay, that's your first name. What is your last name?
Last name's Brashears.
So Brashears, S as in Sam.
The two S's are as in Sam. It's Brashears. EARS.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
January 6, 1963. Too many
Okay, so you said 1-6-1963?
Yeah, 0106 63. Yeah.
And you said Larry Breschers. Is that
Yeah.
Breshers, right?
It's Brashears.
EARS. Okay.
EARS. Yes.
So actually, I don't see it coming up here. Do you have maybe like a Medicaid number? The number, you know, your number that you used to have?
I don't. My phone that had my Medicaid number in it is it went kaput. I don't know. Maybe I got it in this other phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't think I got it though.
Got
I
it?
had one of them D, I had one of them DN numbers, like the.
Have like an 8-digit number?
No, I don't. I'm not finding.
So maybe
nothing.
We can help you apply for Medicaid. We can help you reapply for Medicaid.
That would be great.
Okay. So let me take your information, and I'm gonna.
That's what I need, somebody to help me do this, because
right, we're gonna help you with that. Tried, yeah.
I've tried and tried and tried, the only way I can really do it is to go in there, and I don't have no way to go in there, you know.
Okay, we're gonna help you with that. What's your address?
I'm at 805 North Cedar Street, Cedar Street, Cameron, Missouri 64429.
Let me see if I got Cedar Street.
Yeah, it's Cedar Street. Yes, 805 North Cedar.
What city is it?
It's Cameron, Cameron.
The zip code is what?
And the zip code 64429.
Okay, got it. Okay, what is your social security number?
It's 496-822903.
Okay, I actually got here information. Used to live on 3416 Northeast Montreal Road.
No, that's I'm not living there anymore.
Oh, you used to live there. Okay, I just wanted to check. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't lived there for a long time.
Mhm. Okay.
It's like the family home, so I haven't been there for
It's
a
okay.
While.
Okay, I actually got your Medicaid number. I pulled it up here. Just
You're okay. All great. I should have called you a long time ago.
Yeah, you should. Thank you.
I mean, I'm able to do some stuff, but I'm just not able to do everything, you know?
Yeah, we were going to help you. That's okay.
I mean, it'd be great if I could just get somebody in here a couple times a month to you know, just kind of. I don't have a washing machine, so that's my major problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I mean, if there was somebody that could go do my laundry and stuff, that would be so good.
Yeah, it would be very helpful. I know.
Yes, it would. They just come, the inspectors came in last week and they came back in this week. So I'm like, I mean, luckily I had somebody that could come up here and help me clean up, but they didn't clean my oven. I had to do that myself. My back hurts after doing that, sitting in this wheelie walker.
Well, you're going to have someone help you. It's going to be very good for you. You said your grandchild wants to do that, or you want someone from our agency? Want from our agency,
I'm
your
sorry.
Grandchild wants to do it?
Oh, my God. I'm not understanding what you're saying, hon.
So I'm asking if you said you have a grandchild that wants to do it, or you want an aide from our agency?
No, I don't. I do have grandchildren, or they're actually great nieces and nephews. I don't have any grandchildren. No, I've never been married.
Oh, I'm sorry for that, but do you have someone in mind that you want them to be the caregiver, or you want someone from our agency? We can give you someone from our agency.
So I could pick somebody to do it.
Yeah. Mhm.
My niece would be great.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Okay. So what is your niece's name?
It's Regina. R E G Ryan, R Y U N.
Okay, and what is her phone number?
Her phone number is oh my goodness.
You can look that up, I can wait.
This shouldn't take too long.
No, it's okay.
I don't know. She's got so many phones, it's hard to keep track of it.
Give me any phone number you know.
Okay, I'll give you the one that I think is the right one.
Okay.
No, it ain't that. I'll give you this one. 816.
Okay.
745. 745.
Mhm.
7351.
Okay. And that's Regina Ryan, right?
Yeah, with Ryan with a U, not an A.
Okay, I understand that. Okay.
I've been trying to call her, but she's not answering her phone today. I don't know what's up.
That's your niece, right?
Yeah, that's my niece.
Okay.
I mean, a buddy of mine told me that there are programs that you don't have to be actually on Medicaid to.
Yeah, but we can help you get Medicaid, like.
Yeah, but he told me that he knew people that lived up here where I'm at right now that weren't on Medicaid, but they still got the people to come in and clean for them,
once
or twice a month. Yeah. So, I mean, I've been kicked off Medicaid for, like I say, 3 years almost now. So it's probably over 3 years. And,
well, okay.
But maybe you can get me back on it quick. I hope so. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send in this information to our enrollment specialist, and she will reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
She will give you a call back, okay? She will help you with the Medicaid.
Okay.
Okay, if you have any other questions, you can give me a call back, okay? And my direct number.
The number I've called you at, the number I'm looking at right
770?
Here. 770. Oh my God! Hold on. I have to write this down. Give me a sec. Okay, 770.
341.
341.
9310.
9310. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and what's your name, hon?
My name is Chavi. C-H-A-V-I-E.
C-H-A-V-I, Chavi.
Yep.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you. I think so too.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah. No problem. Bye bye.
Goodbye.